Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm.
So I had a call this morning with a consultant who I had connected with on LinkedIn. And we'd connected very recently, and we'd shared a few messages back and forth in LinkedIn Messenger. And it was apparent to me that there was a problem. He was pretty early in the journey, just kind of getting his consulting business off the ground. And I offered to get on a call to give him some advice. So we hopped on a call today, and from the very first minute, he was so guarded. He was like stone cold. One word answers, very, very cold, very, very matter of fact, and just not really engaging with me in any kind of meaningful way. And, you know, it's not typical, but it happens when it's a fairly new relationship. He doesn't know me very well. He hasn't been following much of my content for very long, probably watched a couple of videos before we actually talked, but we're fairly new to each other. So he didn't really know what to make of me. And that's why he was very skeptical, very cautious in the beginning of the conversation. So I kept poking, I kept prodding, I kept asking questions. And, you know, really what I'm trying to do here is not make a sale by any means. I'm trying to get this guy to open up, because unless we can have a meaningful conversation about where he's at and where he wants to be, the sale isn't even on the radar, right? Him becoming a client is not even on the table. We've got to open things up and have a real conversation here. So my first challenge is, how do I get him to have that real conversation? And so I'm poking and I'm prodding, and over the course of the conversation, he starts opening up a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. And as he begins to realize that, hey, this guy doesn't really sound like he's trying to sell me something, he becomes a little bit more open, and he starts leaning into the conversation more, and he starts asking me more questions, and I start sharing some insights based on what he's saying to me. And by the end of it, he said, the thing that I'm most afraid about when it comes to selling my consulting services is I don't want to come across as some kind of pushy, sleazy salesperson. I don't want to reach out to people and have them think that, oh, this guy's just trying to sell me something. And when I connected with you, that was my initial reaction. Oh, this guy's going to try to sell me something. And then we had that conversation on LinkedIn, and you know, you weren't really pitching anything. You were having a real natural conversation. So I was interested, but still very skeptical, still very cautious. And then you offered to help me, you know, for free to get on the phone. And I was surprised to hear that, but still very skeptical, still very cautious. Then we got on the phone and I was just waiting. I was waiting for the pitch. I was waiting for the sell. And I was very guarded, very skeptical. But you didn't sell me. You just kept helping me. You kept asking me smart questions, and you kept sharing ideas and perspectives that were useful to me. And I found it incredibly valuable. But the thing that I found the most valuable from this conversation, apart from all the things that you've helped me understand and how you've shifted my perspective, is that I've seen you model how I can have a powerful conversation with a prospect that doesn't need to feel salesy, that doesn't result in them feeling like they're being sold to, but builds trust and credibility. And I can already see myself now coming back to you when I'm good and ready to become one of your clients. So good conversation, and not because he became a client, because he didn't become a client. And I don't know if he will, and that's not the point. Good conversation because we got him to a place in the end where he had his breakthrough. The breakthrough that he needed to have was that he doesn't have to feel salesy. He doesn't have to be pushy. He doesn't have to be perceived as some kind of a sleazy salesperson when he engages and reaches out to prospects and has a conversation. He can make it feel very, very natural. And he learned something from the way I had my conversation with him about how to do that. But the thing I want you to learn from this experience is that until you have a meaningful conversation, there's no opportunity. conversation is not enough. You can talk to 100 people and get no results out of it. Until you have a meaningful conversation where you go beneath the surface, where you go deep, and you get to the root of what that prospect, what that business, what that professional, what that lead is struggling with, you haven't really had a conversation. So the first 10, 15 minutes of my chat with this guy were superficial, scratching the surface. We were just dancing around the edges, and I was trying to find an entry point into the conversation so we can really go deep and have a meaningful exchange. And it took me about 10, 15 minutes to get there. But then once we got there, he got his breakthrough. And what I told him was, look, I'm not going to pitch you, because I know that if we have a meaningful conversation today and you want to work with me, you're going to ask me how that works. But I also know if I have 4 or 5 conversations like this with people like you, one of them is going to buy immediately. And probably a couple more of them are going to buy eventually. So I'm not worried about whether or not that's you. That's for you to decide. All I'm worried about is having more of these conversations and making sure that those conversations are meaningful so that you get something out of it, and that when you're good and ready, you're going to self-select to somebody that wants to work with me. That's my job here. So I hope that's useful to you. I think it's easy to get into the trap of having a lot of conversations with prospects, but those conversations being very superficial, very sterile, just very bland, where you're not really getting to the crux of the matter. And if you don't get into the deep, deep issues that your prospect is struggling with, you're not going to win business very often.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.